about 350, David Hayward with 260, and Walter Tucker with 235. For the Republicans in the 17th, Richard Howard has about 300 votes. In the 22nd congressional district, James Corman, incumbent, is having no trouble at this point with his re-election bid in the primary. In any event, he has about 84% of the vote. The leader for the Republicans is Joe Holt with about 55% of the vote. In the 29th congressional district, in
Jerry, I'm sorry we're going to have to interrupt you. To Ray Williams right now, to Kennedy headquarters in the Ambassador Hotel.
Right, Bob, and here we have a situation where Senator Robert Kennedy has been shot. The man is now calling for a doctor. We don't know exactly who did the shooting, how it happened. The rumor we have is that it was in the midst of some hysterical teenagers. A shot rang out. There was a noise. No one knew at the time whether it was a balloon or just what. But the senator has been shot. Exactly what his condition is, we don't really know. However, our producer has gone over to check and see if he can find out anything. But there is complete pandemonium here at the embassy room at the Ambassador Hotel. Women are hysterical. They have been screaming. No one really knows who did it, whether they have apprehended the person who shot him or what. They're now asking for everyone to leave the room in an orderly fashion. Perhaps once they clear this room, then we can begin to probe into this drastic incident that has taken place here and find out exactly what it is. Right now, the gentlemen in charge or the Kennedy party are trying very hard to retain their composure, hoping that this will affect the crowd and help them to move out in an orderly fashion. Bob, it's unbelievable, but it has happened here at the embassy room. We now have our producer coming this way with a youngster who evidently was very close to what was going on. We should be able to find something from him. Bring him over here. What happened?
I saw this man go in the back. He started running back, and I saw, and I heard he's been shot. That's all I heard.
What man was it?
It was a young person. That's all I saw. So run back. I just saw somebody run back, and then I heard somebody say he's been shot, and that's all I heard. That's all I heard. I saw this man run back there.
Has there been a chase after that man?
Well, everybody said...
Nobody said... And then a bunch of people ran out and said he's been shot.
I saw this man run in. Everybody said running after him and said he's been shot. And I said, oh.
Did you hear a shot?
Yeah, no. I heard just like...
You're like
I was just running back
pop,
like a balloon pop.
That's
all I heard when he ran back there.
No,
I was going back there, but they threw me back into it.
We were going back to
Cleveland. There's been actually somewhat of an eyewitness report as to what has taken place here at the embassy room. This young man is completely exhausted. Evidently, he was tossed around pretty good by those around the senator. We're going to switch back to you, Bob, and we ourselves are going down into this crowd and see if we can find out any more.
That was Ray Williams giving a very graphic description of a tragedy that's occurred on this night of the election, Democratic presidential election. We say tragedy in the sense that Senator Kennedy has been shot. As Ray pointed out, he has no knowledge as to the extent of the injury or the extent of the wound, only that eyewitnesses said the senator had been shot. As you heard, it is pandemonium. Officials there are trying to clear the room so that they can ascertain exactly what did happen or what did not happen. All we can go on at this time is the report that Ray has, and Ray told you it was fragmentary, as it must necessarily be in a scene of such confusion and such drama. So we will be standing by here. It would be strange if indeed to have this California election primary, which has been filled with a great deal of drama, a great deal of excitement from the time that it started, to culminate in such a disaster, if it is such a disaster, and meaning only in this sense the expiration of the senator. We have no idea how seriously he has been wounded. We hasten to assure you that we will bring you that information just as soon as it's possible, boy.
Well, Bob, you said disaster, and whether it was only a flesh wound, it's still a disaster to think that such a thing could happen in a crowded hotel room, surrounded as he undoubtedly would be by admirers and by aides. How could such a thing happen? One just wonders how much tragedy one family can stand. of the Kennedy family. Now let's go back to the Kennedy headquarters and Ray Williams.
Boyd, we have here our own Ray McMacken, who was right there, and he's going to fill us in on exactly what happened. Ray?
Boyd, I'm sorry, but I can't hold back the tears. He's shot right in the head, and he's not moving. There's several people back there shot. One right in the... Excuse me. I just can't control it. He's not moving. His eyes are not open, and he's shot right in the head. And he's laying on his back. There's two other people wounded, just bystanders. And I can't understand it. I was right there, and it just... The doctors, it's just mass confusion. It's terrified.
And there you have it, a reporter that was standing right next to the incident, an eyewitness report.
Ray, this is... Ray, this is Bob Arthur. Ray,
complete happiness is now turned into tragedy. The men on the stage are requesting more doctors. If what Ray says is true, and we have no cause to doubt his word, Senator Kennedy has suffered a severe head wound. Bob, I'm going to switch back to you and see if we can find out any more as to what's going on.
And there is another chapter in this drama that's unfolding. As you can tell, Ray McMacken, KNX reporter, overcome by emotion as he tried to report on what he had seen. From what we can gather, Senator McCarthy has been shot.
Senator Kennedy.
I beg your pardon, yes. Senator Kennedy has been shot. It is a head wound, as we understand. And Ray McMacken said two other persons, bystanders, had also been wounded in the shooting. At the time, we have no information as to who might have committed this crime, other than the fact that a man had been seen running from the scene. We're standing by, waiting for Ray to return to the microphone. He's trying to investigate, to make a determination as to exactly what did happen, to get as much information as possible so that he can relay it on to you.
Bob, from what Ray McMacken said, with two others wounded, apparently there would have to be more than one shot fired. And the first fragmentary reports that we got from Ray Williams was that it sounded like a balloon popping. And that would lead us to believe that only one shot had been fired. Now it appears that more than one shot was fired. You have something from the wire services there?
Yes, but this is one of those things that usually add to the confusion in something like this. Ray McMacken was there, said the senator had been shot in the head. The Associated Press is saying that he was shot in the hip as he left the platform from which he made his victory statement. We are going to switch back right now to the ambassador where the PA system is operative to pick up the announcements as they are being made. It may be slightly chaotic. It may not be all connected. But you at least will be at the scene and you will hear what we hear as it develops.
Wounded. And who are back in the ante room here now. There are at least three doctors there, two of whom were out here in the auditorium, the victory celebration room, listening to the Kennedy statement just a few minutes ago.
Take it easy. This is Jerry Dunphy back at KNXT election headquarters. We do have a little more definite information. As you see, many people reluctant to talk to the reporters on the scene, including reporter for CBS Terry Drinkwater. The man you saw Terry Drinkwater talking to a minute ago that had been on the scene was David Fox, a CBS stage manager. Senator Robert Kennedy was shot in the hip tonight in Los Angeles as he left the platform from which he made a victory statement, the statement you saw just about 7 minutes ago. The scene? The Ambassador Hotel. Right now, one of shock and terror, really. Many shots were fired, as you heard. Senator Kennedy, brother of the assassinated President John Kennedy, lay on the floor of the hotel kitchen. Blood streamed over his face. His eyes were unseeing. That's the report that we have.
We are informed that the senator's assailant, as yet unidentified, is being held a few feet away by a half dozen of the Kennedy supporters. Bob Ferris is outside the lobby on the telephone line. He has more information. Bob, come in.
Yes, Bob, we just saw a tremendous amount of people come out of the embassy room, actually. There were three or four policemen who had a young Negro person. They had their shotguns drawn and were trying to get him out of the hotel. I do not know whether he was a suspect or not, but apparently he was. The crowd at least thought that he was and closed in on the police. There were several fistfights that broke out here in the lobby. And finally, police and firemen shunted away the crowd, which was eager to get at this suspect. There was a suspect, and he was carried down the stairs and actually out of the hotel. So at this point, it appears that one of the suspects, I can only say it appears that one of the suspects is a young Negro youth who was cringing in the midst of this cordon of policemen with sawed-off shotguns, and he was finally carried down the stairs and out of the hotel. There is pandemonium in the lobby out here. People are crying openly, weeping, and people are saying, oh, no, oh, no, and there are fistfights around as various people just plain get too emotional and attack each other. This is Bob Ferris now from in the Ambassador Hotel lobby. I'll go out and see if I can find out what is happening now. Back to you, Bob, out here at KNX News headquarters.
Thank you, Bob. We're going to go back inside the Ambassador now to Ray McMacken, an eyewitness. Ray, come in.
This is Ray. Here, Bob McMacken is right next to me. We do know that one lady who has suffered a head wound is being treated here in the embassy room. Again, they're asking the press and everyone else to back up so that they can turn off some of the lights. The lights make it awful hot. Here's Ray now, more composed to give us more of what he saw. Ray?
It was, well, I'm a little composed. I was right there. I hope I never see a sight like that again. This won't be a newsman's type report. It'll be quite biased. It was terrible. Absolutely horrible. There was a man wounded in his side, a young boy. Before I cracked up here, I had a time to interview him. He was not severely wounded. Right on the left, right side of his hip, just above the bone there, and he's all right. There was another man that was shot right in the stomach. He had blood all over his white shirt, from his chin all over the floor, and he looked in bad shape. There was a woman that was shot right in the forehead, right smack in the forehead. When I saw Senator Kennedy, he was laying on the after he fell. There was just it was just terrible. He was laying there. It was just all over again. The Dallas thing, or his eyes were closed. He was not moving. It took two or three minutes to get a doctor, or it seemed like hours, but they finally got a doctor in there, and then they petitioned it off, and all the newsmen were trying to back people off. It was mass confusion. I'll try to describe Senator Kennedy, but I'll never forget that sight as long as I live. He was lying there, just, I hate to say it, but he was just dead still. His eyes were closed, and there was blood all over the side of his head.
There's Ray's description, Bob, of exactly what he saw. As we said, in addition to treating this woman for her head wound, they are also searching suspects. Now, I would imagine that no one is going to be allowed to completely leave this hotel. I would imagine that it's completely sealed off at this particular time. Perhaps some of our men on the outside can give us more information on that. Bob, back to you now.
Ray Williams at the Kennedy headquarters in the Ambassador Hotel. Now we switch over to our sister station, KNXT, another eyewitness report.
Had some medical attention at that point?
No.
Did you not?
No, I really couldn't.
Was there...
Did he appear to be conscious?
No.
He what?
He didn't appear to be conscious. Now, he might have been.
He was conscious.
He was not.
Coherent. I gave him a pair of rosary beads, which are from Ireland, I told him, and he looked straight up, and I was wondering what this meant. I got a little frightened to see him looking straight up, but he looked at me. I said, the act of contrition, I'm a Roman Catholic. A Roman Catholic is trained to do this in a case of any serious accident. I said to the president, the act of contrition, slowly and audibly, and he heard it. I'm sure of it. He was breathing. He's alive. Please, God. And I said to him, Mary, Queen of Peace, pray for us. And with that, he took my hand in the rosary beads and tightened.
Where was this? At what stage?
This was right after he was shot. I heard a balloon pop, and I said to some woman, I said, what a terrible thing to have around here. These sounds, I said, it's not good for another Kennedy. And the woman said, don't be silly. And that's when I realized it wasn't a balloon.
Was he conscious when you left him?
He was conscious. I was pushed away from him. I didn't need to do it. do any thinking about his consciousness. I did what I
could. You see where he was wounded, if he was wounded at all?
He was wounded. The blood came from his hand and from his ear. I believe he was shot in the rear of the neck. I'm not sure.
His blood came, Senator. Are you certain that
it was Senator Kennedy?
You definitely saw that.
I know it was Senator Kennedy.
Did you see anyone else shot?
I saw someone else.
Who
was it, you know?
Was there a woman shot?
There was someone else shot. I did not look at
the
person shot because I looked to see Senator Kennedy.
What did the person look like? Was it a man or a woman who shot him?
I really cannot tell you. I didn't take notice. I was looking for the senator. I'm a Catholic.
Do you know how many people were shot?
A little sanky mori, I guess, but I wanted
were
to get...
Sir, do you know how many people were shot?
Everybody.
I don't think more than two were shot. I don't know about the one who did the shooting. All I know, they had him up on some bins, some towel bins.
It was a he, right?
I saw curly hair, yes, and it was a male.
It was a
male, curly hair.
I don't know about any
more. Blonde hair, black hair?
Hey, I don't... I just did what I could do. Thank you.
Yeah. Elizabeth Y. Evans.
Stay with me. Write it down.
From several on, you guys are portable, Mike. I've spoken to several of them. He was actually shot. One man who was apprehended. The man who used to shot was told that he was apprehended. And one guy was touched by the
This is Jerry Dunphy back at KNXT Election Headquarters. We have this late report. If you're finding it hard to see on your television picture at home, the lights have gone out in the embassy ballroom, the ambassador, because the Kennedy campaign managers had asked reporters to leave and dim their television lights, and when they wouldn't leave, they turned the lights out in the ballroom just after Senator Kennedy was shot. We also have this note. An ambulance from Central Receiving Hospital was sent to the Ambassador Hotel to remove Senator Kennedy. That's all we know at this time. We don't know exactly where the senator was shot, whether it was the head, whether it was the hip, how many people were shot, we don't have that, or how seriously injured the woman who was shot was hurt.
This is Bob Arthur, KNX Election Headquarters. Ray McMacken, KNX Radio Newsman, was on the scene, an eyewitness, and you heard his very emotional report a few moments ago. Ray, as an eyewitness, said at least three persons were shot, one shot in the arm, another shot in the stomach, and that still another had been shot in the head.
A young man, he said, was shot in the hip, and a woman shot in the head. So that would be four altogether.
Yes, we're trying to piece all these things together as Boyd
and even
catches
as
some parts. We catch others.
Even as emotional as Ray McMacken was, I would tend to put more credence in his report than in the report that we just heard, which was the interview on television, that four persons actually have been wounded. Whether or not any have expired, that will have to await further development.
We do know, as Jerry Dunphy just said, that the senator is being rushed to Good Samaritan Hospital. John D. O'Connell, KNX Radio newsman, is right behind the ambulance, and he will give us a report just as soon as he possibly can from the scene. We had a report added to this that Kennedy's brother-in-law, Stephen Smith, was one of those that was reportedly shot. The gunman, according to one report, was said to have been captured by Rafer Johnson, former Olympic decathlon champion and a Kennedy aide. This tragedy occurred right at a moment of triumph for Senator Kennedy, at least an appearance of triumph, because it had been pretty well established by the major news reporting services, including CBS and NBC, that Senator Kennedy had won the Democratic presidential nomination here in the California area, with something like 50% of the vote to McCarthy's 39%. We are more or less flying blind, as you are, on this subject, because, as you have heard, the reports have been anything but complete. Probably the most complete report, that of Ray McMacken, our reporter who was an eyewitness. But there is still some confusion in the minds of a great many people. To recap, Senator Kennedy was stepping from the platform, had just made what appeared to be a victory statement, thanking a great many individuals who had helped in his campaign, including Rafer Johnson, who reportedly captured the gunman. And as he started to leave, he was shot, along with at least three, possibly four other persons. Bob Ferris, reporting from outside the Ambassador Hotel, said that heavily armed police had rushed a young man, and his report said a young Negro man, from the scene, apparently with the idea of getting him away as possibly could. Now we switch to John D. O'Connell on the mobile unit, and here is his report.
Right, Bob. The news bad at this hour. I've just pulled up behind the ambulance at Central Receiving Hospital. Senator Kennedy has been brought in on the stretcher here at Central Receiving Hospital. About 16 police crews is also on hand here. The streets are now being roped off. I do hope everyone in the audience that can hear my voice will not come over here. It will only harm rather than do any good. Senator Robert Kennedy here at Central Receiving Hospital. He's been rushed into the emergency room. I'll report more as the news develops. This is John D. O'Connell at Central Receiving Hospital for KNX Radio News.
John D. O'Connell on the scene, and as he said, he will report in just as soon as available to give us whatever information possibly can.